Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Morning, Ali.
Good morning and happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday to you too.
Now, before we get on with business, today is Give with Heart Day for the Heart Foundation. You donate $1 to the Heart Foundation online, or if you see people out and about, it quadruples to $4. So you donate $1 and then the ghost donors will donate another $3.
That's fantastic.
I know. Less than 24 hours remain to have your donations quadrupled for life-saving research into heart disease and all of that kind of stuff for the Heart Foundation.
Do they take FBOS?
Pretty sure you can just donate online.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah. Aussie actress Pia Miranda won Survivor Australia last night, of course, beating out 23 other contestants to take home $500,000. Now, one of those 23 contestants was fan favourite WA boy Luke Tokey, who was brutally voted off the island on Monday, just missing out on top three. But fans weren't having it, Gunners, and thought he should have been the winner, so they set up a GoFundMe page, which we knew about, for him and his family. If you didn't know, he's got two young sons with autism and a baby girl with cystic fibrosis. Now, the GoFundMe page has almost raised as much as the $500,000 in prize money.
Already?
Yeah, $471,000 and climbing.
So what, in another couple of days it will have eclipsed the $500,000?
Probably, who knows? That's amazing. Still going, so I think that's amazing. And Tokey had this to say on the project.
It's extremely humbling. You know, I'm the first returnee and I feel like I've had a lot of weight on my shoulders to, you know, perform and do well, and I have. And yeah, much love to everyone that's, you know, donated and sending my way.
He's got to win more than the winner did.
It's amazing. So good on him, and yay to Luke Tokey. If you want to donate, the GoFundMe page is still alive.
Time to give away those Downton Abbey tickets.
Yes, an in-season double pass to check out Downton Abbey the movie. Of course, it's the original cast, but the royals are coming to visit. So if you'd love to win tickets, oh, the phones are already lighting up. Call up 958-11917. But we have a bit of a challenge for you. You just have to speak like someone from Downton Abbey with a sentence that we give you. It's pretty easy.
Yeah, you have to speak posh-like.
Pretty sure that's not how they talk.
91.7 The Wave, good morning.
How's it going?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thanks. What's your name?
Yes, I'm Kenny.
Now, you want to get along and check out Downton Abbey?
Absolutely, yes.
Fabulous. You just need to repeat this sentence in a posh voice, okay?
Okay.
She couldn't give a tuppence about Ethel.
She couldn't give a toss about anything.
That'll do. That'll do, Kenny.
That'll do, Kenny.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
Inveterate is today's hard word, Ali.
Inveterate.
Inveterate.
Okay.
Do you want me to spell it?
No, I think I got it.
Does it mean A, to lay flat, B, to cool down and usually used in relation to pottery and kilns, or C, someone who does something very often and can't stop doing it?
That's a hard one. I have no idea. Kind of sounds like convection, invection, inverse, to lay flat. I'm going to go with B.
To cool down, usually used in relation to pottery and kilns.
I don't know. It sounds like something you've made up, but I'm just going to go with it anyway.
Why does it sound like something I've made up?
I don't know. It sounds like something you'd say to try and trick me.
So why are you choosing it then?
Because it kind of sounds like the one it is.
Do you know why?
Why?
It sounds like the one it is? Because it's not.
So that's why it sounds like the one it is, because it's not.
It's C, someone who does something very often and can't stop doing it.
Oh, there you go. I wouldn't have picked that one. I would have either gone A or B. So, yeah.
I never trust anything he says. He's an inveterate liar.
Yeah, that's you.
No.
In regards to these.
No, I just gave you a word that you didn't know.
Well, now I do. So thanks for expanding my vocabulary.
We'll have another hard word tomorrow right here at The Wave.
Ali's Random Facts.
What's the weirdest topping that you've ever had on a pizza?
Marzipan and broken glass.
Can you just answer it properly? Because have you ever had that on a pizza?
No. The weirdest flavour topping.
Like some people think pineapple is a weird thing to put on pizza.
I think chicken's a weird thing to put on pizza. I don't.
Chicken? You think that's weird?
Yeah, I do actually. I'm so used to having, you know, pepperoni and
processed
ham
meat.
And processed meats,
so
exactly.
So anything real, you're like, this does not belong on a pizza.
Uh-huh. Oh, I could probably think of something, but spatchcock? That's like a chicken, isn't it?
It's like game bird, isn't it?
Yeah. Pheasant?
Duck.
Duck on a pizza, that's pretty weird.
You can get duck on a pizza.
You can get lots of things on a pizza. You can get elephant on a pizza if you want.
Actually,
probably not elephant.
Oh, gosh. Well, I bring this up because in Brazil, you can find pizza with green peas on it. That's going too far.
Oh, yeah, that's wrong.
I don't even like peas. They offend me as a vegetable on my plate, but on a pizza, I say no.
They offend you?
They do. I don't like peas. I don't care for them.
Take that, peas.
That's right. Anyway, peas on a pizza. Weirdest thing I've ever heard. And Ali's random fact here on the wave.
Your toes in.
What on earth?
Beam me up, Scotty.
What are you doing?
Well, she says, you know, you're Captain Kirk, you're Tarzan.
Oh, okay, right.
I can tell you're not impressed with that at all. Time for us to skedaddle.
Time for us to get out of here.
Yeah, we'll catch you tomorrow morning from 6.
Bye.
Have Gunners and Ali whenever you want. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.